Asia.
Fishy business. Bangladesh. The India-Bangladesh relationship is falling to Pisces.
Ilish say Bengalis is delish, a bony freshwater fish. It is to the people of Bangladesh, where it is the official national fish, and the Indian state of West Bengal, which designates it the state fish, what salmon is to Norwegians and fish and chips is to Brits. Not just a staple of their diet, but an integral part of their identity. It is also a good proxy for the state of India-Bangladesh relations. Also known as Hilsa, most of it is hauled out of the Padma River, a distributary of the Ganges in Bangladesh. Much of the rest comes from the Ganges proper in West Bengal. Bangladeshi Ilish is considered the finest, prized for its size and hints of sweetness. It is particularly in demand during Durga Puja, a five-day festival in October that is the highlight of the Hindu Bengali calendar. Families host feasts signalling their status with dishes of Padma Ilish. Bangladesh stopped exporting the fish to India between 2012 and 2022 over a water-sharing dispute, but it usually made an exception for important festivals. It has been useful for diplomacy too. When Sheikh Hasina, then Bangladesh's Prime Minister, visited India in 2022, Ilish was discussed on the first day of her trip. Cargoes arrived days later. But with Sheikh Hasina out of power after an uprising in August, relations between the two countries are falling to Pisces. India's stalwart support for Sheikh Hasina, combined with its willingness to offer her refuge after she fled, has frustrated many Bangladeshis. Some in Bangladesh also accuse India of causing floods last month by releasing water from an upstream dam, which India denies. And according to the Financial Times, Adani Power, part of a conglomerate led by Gautam Adani, a billionaire close to Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister, is seeking $500 million in unpaid power supply dues from Bangladesh. The price for the back and forth will be paid by hungry Indian Bengalis. On September 3rd, the Dhaka Tribune, a daily, reported that Farida Akhtar, de facto Minister of Fisheries and Livestock, had reinstated the export ban. "We will ensure that Ilish is not exported to India this Durga Puja," she told journalists. Market prices for 1 kilogram of Indian Ilish in Kolkata, West Bengal's capital, are already approaching 2,500 rupees, that's $30, about 35% higher than normal. Without Bangladeshi supply, those prices are likely to rise as the festival nears. Other domestic sources of Ilish do exist, such as the neighbouring state of Odisha. Gujarat at India's western end is another, but no self-respecting Bengali would eat that, sniffs one Kolkata resident. Bangladesh's ban may finally tip the scales.